suicide bomber was not allowed right into the premises. That was why we did not even have much casualty, even though over 40 people were seriously injured and 3 people were killed instantly, including the suicide bomber.
Do we know if this man was associated with Boko Haram or not?
Well, nobody has claimed responsibility up till now. We know that that is their usual way of doing the suicide, but up till now, they have not yet claimed responsibility of doing the suicide bombing.
Some people say Boko Haram is an Islamic sect, and you know, on Friday in Kano and Saturday, I think there were thousands of people who protested the American-produced film that around the world has flared riots because it's widely seen as anti-Islam and insulting to Islam. Do you fear that that could sway more people to support Boko Haram in the region?
No, not at all, not at all. Even the peaceful demonstration, you know, it was just the Shiites that went through the streets of Kano. You know, it was very peaceful just to express their displeasure over the film. And after that, that was all. They just went to the mosque, you know, and went through the streets of Kano and then back to their respective places. After that, nothing.
As a politician, from your point of view, what security improvements do you think need to be made in Nigeria, in northern Nigeria, in the Kano region, Kaduna, in order to scale back these attacks?
Well, you see, the problem is that in every conflict or in every violence, we need to know the root cause of the problem. And so long as the root cause of the problem is not being addressed, then we're not going to find the solution. Instead of progressing, there's such an alarming rate of poverty, unemployment. You know, now we are even battling with false custody. Just about 3 days ago, the false custody is back now. You know, you cannot get fuel in your vehicle.
You said the cost of public transportation has gone up recently?
Yes, very, very high. Even the cost of food has really gone up because there is no fuel in the country now. There's fuel everywhere in the filling stations. We don't have petrol. Pump price has risen.
What is the price now at the pump?
The normal price was 97, but now it is 130 naira.
When did that go up like that?
Just about 3 days ago. There's no fuel in the country. There's no fuel in the filling stations. So you see queues everywhere. Where there is, you know, the price has gone so high. And, you know, we use the transport to bring farm produce from the rural areas to the urban areas to come and sell. So the transportation, you know, prices has really gone up. So everything has really doubled up.